Shulchan Aruch Yochai Shabbos, Simen Reish Mem Beis. We'll start Be'ezus Hashem, Shulchan Aruch Mishneh Brura, Hilchai Shabbos, Simen Reish Mem Beis. We'll try to go Keseder, the Mechaber with the Mishneh Brura. The Shulchan Aruch and Simen Reish Mem Beis, Seif Aleph, is going on the Aloch of Kovet Shabbos, what a person has to prepare for the meal of Shabbos. We'll see later all different halachas, when he has to buy the food, Simen Reish Nun, what kind of food, to wash the floor, to wash the clothes. But we'll start in Simen Reish Mem Beis, Seif Aleph, Zok Shulchan Aruch. Afilu mishetzorich la'acherim, a person that needs to come to some different people's help. Im yesh lo me'at mishaloi, tzorich lezariz atzmei lechabedes haShabbos. If he has a bit from himself, he has to push himself to be mechabed Shabbos, ve'lo yomru ase Shabbos chochol ve'atitzorich lebriyos. This halacha that make you Shabbos like a weekday and don't take from different people. Elo lemishashot chukol lebiyoyser. Alkein, because of that, tzorich letzamtzem b'sharayomim, to put himself a bit tighter in the other days, kedei lechabed es haShabbos. To understand this pshat in the Shulchan Aruch, there's a lot of different mahalchim in the achroinim. We'll try to take the way the Mishneh Brura was mazbe the Shulchan Aruch, even at the Lashon HaShulchan Aruch, it's a little bit hard to explain lefi them. We know we see the Mishneh Brura as a mitzvah of Oineg Shabbos. It's a pasuk in Divrei Kabbalah, v'karosa l'Shabbos Oineg. We'll see later if this mitzvah is a mitzvah d'Oraisa or a mitzvah d'Rabbanan. Now, the Mishneh Brura brings down that there are three gemoras about this halacha. One gemara in Shabbos, that a person tzorich le'angoy bedogim gdoilim, rosh yishumim, all different flesh, meat, fish, all different nice good things. There's another gemara that a person could be yitzik of a Shabbos, afilu because of the harnesser. Mishneh Brura says, dogim ktanim is little fish, like sardines, a little kugel. And there's a third gemara, aseh Shabbos chachol, omar abakive, make your Shabbos like a weekday, ve'al tzorich labrias. And the question is how to put all these three memras together. On one hand, it says to have a real big meal, Suda Shabbos. And the second hand, it says, Kasa the Harnasa, a little fish is enough. And in the other place, it says, you don't have to have even that. You can make just two meals with bread and water. Aseh Shabbos Chachol Ve'azitzarech Labriyas. The Mishneh Brura learns Pshat, we'll see maybe in a different time at the Biur Halacha, a different Mahalach. He learns like this. There are three different categories. A person that has a lot of money, Baruch Hashem, he has a Siyata Dishmaya, Hashem helps him, has to make Sudeke for Yecholtei, Boso, V'dogim, V'yayim, V'chol Matami. A person that doesn't have nothing, and never took yet money from Tzedakah, or he's not taking now money from Tzedakah, he could just do two meals, bread and water, Kiddush, bread and water, and he doesn't have to eat even Suda Shlishis, and he doesn't have to have even Kasa D'Harnasa. A person that has a little bit money, and he could afford it, so he could be yaitzes to the Shabbos with kasa de harnasa, with like a little kugel or sardines. Or the same thing, a person that already is taking money from tzedakah, they have to give him for three sudas, shalosh sudas, and they have to give him for the kasa de harnasa. For sure, a person that needs more, this is his needs, the gabay tzedakah have to give him. We know if you're a rich person that needs to speak about of Chazal say you have to give him. The Mishneh Brura learns that the Shulchan Aruch is going on this third person that has one of the two, or that he has a little bit that he could do Kasa D'Harnasa, or that the Tzedakah is giving him the Kasa D'Harnasa. And on that, the Shulchan Aruch is saying that even so, that he's Yaitis to the Shabbos with that, Mikol Mokoyim, Mitzvah Lezarez, Asmer, to be Mishtado, to be Moisif on Kovet HaShabbos. To try to cut off during the week to have a little bit more. Now, it's interesting to Mitzay that the Sharatzion adds here a little Knech. And the Sharatzion says, in Oizayin, that even that I told you to add, but not to fall at the tzibur. Meaning to say, add, but don't collect for that. It's interesting. Because in Shulchan Aruch HaRav is mashma, that for sure a person is allowed to ask. He's medayek Lashon HaRambam, that the Rambam says, a person is not mechuyev to ask for more. The Mishneh Brura is mashma that he's not allowed to ask for more. And the Rambam is mashma that he's not mechuyev to ask for more, but if he wants, he for sure is allowed to. So I just want to say, aloha lemaise. For sure, a person that has needs, fish, or meat, or chicken, this is the way his kids need to eat, as legorah from every tzedakah that he's allowed to ask for it. If he doesn't need to, the Mishneh Brura is talking to a person that it's not his needs. he's having kasa the harnesser as the Indian for him to moisten from Kabbat Shabbos, but he's not to be matil himself on the tzibu. And again, Shulchan Aruch Harav is mashma that maybe he can't force the Gaboim to give him, he can't insist the Gaboi Tzedakah to give him, but if he wants and he wants to ask for it, Fakir Mashma, maybe it's even better that he's trying to mevazer Amtzmoy to mechabe the Shabbos. We'll start the Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot and Aleph, he brings down, Hine Iker Mitzvas Oinek Shabbos, Nisparash al Anevim, the real first pasuk is in the Nevim, and the Torah says, Oni Zohar Veshomer, Vekoroso La Shabbos Oinesh. Oinek. Yesh poiskim that ikori minatoiro, that it's not only a divrei nevi'im, it's minatoiro, shehashabbos hi bichlal mikro kodesh, but it says in the pasuk in vayigrachov gimel ubayim hashvi'i shabbos shabboson, mikro kodesh, and chazal mefarash mikro kodesh lekadshe velechabmoy b'ksus nekiyo veleinoy b'oinek achilo v'shtiyo. So the Mishnah Berurah brings down that the pasuk is in dinu v'nevi'im v'korosu l'shabbos oinek, but because it says mikro kodesh, different Rishonim, Achronim will learn that it's the mitzvah d'oraisa. The Mishnah Berurah here is Mekatzer, and Sharatzion, he brings down that the Chinuch and the Bnei Yosef learn it's the Rabbanon, and different people learn that it's d'oraisa. But the Mishnah Berurah, and Simon Reish Peches, he brings a Machlekes, Mur Mefurish, he says if a person fasts on Shabbos, he's either Yisro d'oraisa, Yisro d'Rabbanon. He says some Rishonim learn that it's a d'oraisa, but he brings a different pasuk. Ichlu hayoim. It says on the money, ichlu hayoim. It's a mitzvah to eat. Maybe only an eating. And different achronim we say that it holds that it's only the rabbanon. If a person fasts for a couple hours till after chatzos, then it's for sure the rabbanon. And Reish Samach Gimel speaks out, if a person has to eat bread on Shabbos with the raisa, it's only the rabbanon. But at least by us, he's talking about having a nice meal on Shabbos if it's a mitzvah the raisa, a mitzvah the rabbanon. I just want to point out that in Tanchume and Reish Bereishis, Ois Gimel, he says clearly that it's Deiraisa. He says a person that makes Einik Shabbos is better from a person that fasts 1,000 Ta'aniyas. Because he says Einik Shabbos Deiraisa. Ta'aniyas is not a Deiraisa. The Charedim in Perikidah, Ois Gimel also points out that it's a mitzvah Deiraisa. If we're already holding in the Mishnah Berurah, the Mishnah Berurah brings down the Sifra, that it's mitzvah La'aneges HaShabbos. So he brings down the kovod haShabbos lekadshe velechabdo b'ksus nekiyo, nice clothes, clean clothes. We'll see later the get of the takana the rabbanon, and then he brings down the mitzvah d'oraisa if oinek Shabbos achila v'shtiya. He only mentions things that go into the body achila v'shtiya. What happens with different stuff? We'll see later that Rishonim is mashma l'moshel that even different kind of pleasures are also mitzvah d'oraisa. The rain brings down to go barefoot on a cold floor. Yo'ever an oinek Shabbos. The Mishnah Berurah and Siman Shin Aleph Seif Beis and the Isur of running in Shabbos says that the Bachrim, the young boys that enjoy sports and to run in Shabbos, the Mishnah Berurah says they have oinek Shabbos, not playing a ball. We're speaking about running. They mekayim oinek Shabbos for them. Because of that, I know sometimes the Chachomim are makbun. It's a bit chilly outside to wear a coat to shul. And on the way back, they will not be cold because if you're a little bit cold, it's missing in the covet of Shabbos. And you need to have oinek Shabbos. The same thing to set the air condition or the heating in the right temperature. It's a question of oinek Shabbos. Mishnah Berurah carries on and he brings a chazal. V'ifligu chazal, chazal ma'arich very much in this ma'oy b'mitzvah zu. V'omru, and they said, the kol ha'ma'aneg is ha'Shabbos, no'izim v'nachlo b'metzorim. A person has ma'aneg Shabbos, is zeicha for papity without no end, without no borders. It's interesting. It says more, V'nitzel m'shibud malchiyas, v'zeicha avuzo la'ashiras, becomes rich, v'ayin shom oid ma'amorim. If you see the B'syosef, he mentions the reason he's zeicha l'nachle b'limitzorim, because he spends money without a limit for Shabbos, Shashem gives him property without a limit. So some Machrenim wanted to say that this bracha is only for a person that really gives without a limit for Shabbos. But a person that is tight on Shabbos, he will not be zeicha for this haftoche, what Chazal say. The Mishnah Berurah brings down the three ma'amorim that we mentioned. V'hine begedam mitzvazuya sholosh ma'amorim chazal. What are the three ma'amorim? The first one is to ma'anek Shabbos very nicely. La'anu bedogim gdoilim, rosh ishumim, tafshim shel tardin, shezei machol choshu bezmanayim. This was important ma'achol in that days. And Mishnah Berurah says, v'shem delevush, v'chein b'chol mokim v'mokim, lefi minogo yargeru b'ma'acholim b'mashkim chashuvim. U'lefi, because min astam roi b'nei odom, ikar inugam b'bosol v'yayin, v'chen ise, the Yarbe Bebosov Yang Magdonis Kefir Cholde. It's very interesting. This Mishnah Berurah here is saying a huge chidush, but Derech Agav. He says that it's not a point, Dafka Roshi Dogim Veshumonim Bebosov Yang, Becholmokim Vemokim Lefimi Nogoy. If one place would be Kornfried will be Kornfried. It won't be Kolkos, Kolkos. It won't be a very nice cake, a very nice cake. B'chol Mokim, B'chol Mokim. We'll have to see later in Simen Reishnun, in Hilchos Shavuos, what happens to places like the Yekis or different places in Shavuos that want to have one Shabbos meal milchiks. They could be Yotzer or not. By them, the milchik meal that they say, I heard it's much more expensive to order a nice milchik meal. Or you have to have Dafka Basel V'yayin. It's interesting because the Mishnah Berurah brings down the Chazal of Dagim. And later in Sifkot and Beis, we see in the Mishnah Berurah that Isaac put it to eat fish in every one of the three meals. And we'll see in Sifkot and Beis and Mishnah Berurah that some Gdolim are makpid every meal, even Shalashudas, even Shabbos Day, to have fish in the three meals. Some people today, I heard, the minig is, by Shabbos Day, they just eat liver, chopped liver, or liver, and they don't eat fish. Their mokim is, Mishnah Berurah says, Hakel lefichol mokim v'mokim lefi minagoi. And by them, liver by day is much better, it's much more nicer, it's much more bekavadik. But legabe fish, we'll see later that is mashmets of cotton bay, that is a point to try to eat fish every one of the three of the meals. Legabe basar and all the other zachen, and Mishnah Berurah here is mashmets that Hakel lefi mokim, we call mokim v'mokim lefi minagoi. But again, I want to mention that I know that gedolim are makbita, basar v'dogim, at least in the first two meals, and fish even in the third meal. But again, maybe it's a mokim to melamed tzchus on the people that it's not the minig, and we'll see later Be'ezus Hashem. Mishnah Berurah Karizani brings down the second chazal, the afilu davar mu'ed, it's also lechot Shabbos, kiyum mitzvah seinik Shabbos, afilu kosa da harnese, we mentioned, it's like the sandins, and the third memory of the Omer Rabbi Kiva, as the Shabbos rachol, and it's torich lebriyas. And the Mishnah Berurah explains, like we said over, that chiluk elu shalosh ma'amorim, is ba'ofen zeh, the person that could, kefi yecholtoi. This is the first one. And a person that doesn't have nothing, and he doesn't have no money, he's allowed to have only two sudas, and as Omar Rabbi Kiva has a Shabbos Rechol, and it's Torech Lebriyas. And he's allowed to have only two sudas, and he's allowed to have sudas, and he's allowed to have three sudas, and a little bit because of the Arnese. So he has to spend it because of the Arnese. If a person doesn't have, but it's stuck are giving him, the Gaboyim have to give him Shalashudas, and they have to give him Kosa the Ka'anus, and Adam Nechbot Hakalafi Kvoidin. I said today again, most people have to eat more from bread than Kosa the Ha'anus. This is the Fi Kvoidin. ולאמרין בזה עשה שבס רחוב ותסור לבריס, אלא איך הוא במי שעדיין לא נצטרך, אבל מי שכבר בא לי, ימיד איזה ליבשה וליטול, נעיסים לו הכל. And the Shiva Bochrim, for sure you have to give them, it's not the Mokim to Marech of them. ולזה בו השולחן אורך לימר, ואם יש לי גם מעט משלו, יצורך לדחק עצמי לחבדי ולענג שבס קרוי. So you have to add. כיוון דאב שלו, יש בי עוד אלו יצי על זה. ולא יסגי בקסה דהרנסה. וזה סי, נעצמתם בשער יום עם היצור, יסוף כדאי שלו ילכוי דשבס. He has to add more from a kasa da harnas. This is the way we learn in Shulchan Aruch, that a person that has the minimum, the hainu, the middle madrege, has to push himself to be a bit more from that. And the Sharatzion says, but not to be mapel al atzibur. But we said already that if he tells them that it's for that, Mistama, he's allowed to. Va'ayin betaz. The af misha ashar tchukul ebi yoysa, du potu misur ashlishis v'kasa da harnas. It's kedai to push, to come to the middle madrege. Mikol mokim nochoin meoid, sheirtu lishtadelis al kolponim minat kasa emtsois, בקיום של רשוס וכוסו דהרנס. שבור כאריזן לחבל את השבס וטוב לאיזור שלא יפחס משתי תפשילים. At least they have two תפשילים, two courses, at least in the first two meals. Because in Mishabur is Masha that is going to be Ika in the first two meals, because first in Shalashudas, later we'll see in the Aloha, that could be Yaitza with Mezoinus, with some Shittas, with Anovim, and Mishabur doesn't mention these two Tavshilim. Kam Toiv Shireichal B'chol Suda Mishalashudas Dogim, to eat fish all the three Sudas. So it's matter of the state of Shilim, were not all the three Sudas. The Velt, we mentioned already that some people, Choshev Tamil Chachorim, are makbi to have fish in every one of the three meals. And Pidis Mishnah Berurah. And some people are making, Lefid Mishnah Berurah, Bechol Mokim Vemokim, Lefim Min Hogoi, what we mentioned in Sifkot and Aleph. Dorshi Rishumas made Remozim to eat fish in Shabbos, Dag is 7, the Gematria, and they said, Oichel Dag, it's fish, Beyoim Dag, it means Shabbos, Dalet Gimel is 7, Nitzel midag rosh teves dina shel gehenem. Also, the reason to eat fish in Shabbos is because Shabbos is oynas tamid chachomim, and we say v'yidgul aroy v'kerav aoret madogim shebayam ein anor sholet aleihem. We don't want our kids to anor be sholet on them. There's another point that in a fish you eat everything in a fish. There's no leftovers. It's not like chaylev and dam. In a fish, everything is kosher. There's no treifes. There's no problem in the shchita. It's not like you find that it doesn't have a lung. We davening to Hashem. We mechava. We eating the fish. Our kids will be zera sholem shlo imotze pgam bezareinu shahakul yeh kosher. The minig to eat fish, we eat gefilte fish. Why is the minig Ashkenaz to eat gefilte fish? Was for two reasons. One reason for the bones, because they didn't want to be over on beurer. So it was a minig to eat gefilte fish, that there's no bones, because not everyone knew the halachas, how to eat the bones and the fish, how to take out the bones from the fish without isur beurer. Bez Hashem will come to Ilchus Beurer, will be Masveret, Belineda. There's another reason that Avinezer brings down that his mother told him that they add bread to the fish. They were poor, was not enough fish, so they added bread. We see how important it was to eat fish. If the people that sell the fish, they're too expensive. That the price will be right. And here the Mishabur brings down a machlekes. That the Berheter brings down that it will only make the takone if the price is over a third. But the Eliyahu Rabbi Primigonim say, even if less from that, if the price went up, to make a takone for the poor people. So you could say, it's a machlekes, when, how much, when you have to be choshish to make the takone, if it's only more than a third, or even if it's less from that. But the Lamdim want to say that it's a Lamdish machlekes. The Berheit have learned that mitzvah is ad shlish. So till the miyakir be shlish, you have to, there's a mitzvah to do it, so you have to spend money to be shlish. When it's over shlish, you're not mechuyev to spend the money, even if maybe it's a mitzvah to ma'anik Shabbos b'yoyser, so then they make a takone, and forget there's no pgi and ma'anik Shabbos, because anyway you're not allowed to spend, you're not mechuyev to spend yoyser mishlish. Masha'enken, the primogodim learns that the mitzvah is l'tzerich ha'anim, not because anyway you're not mechuyev to spend that money. And the primogodim takin finishes, and why is no chison of ma'anik Shabbos? Because mekayim b'ashar dvorim. So the Berheitev learns that after Shlish, you're not mechuyev really to mekayim the mitzvah, so then the Mele, they made a takonah not to buy fish, and the Primogodim and the Eliyahu Rabbi learned, they made a takonah for da'anim. What's very interesting is, when the Mishnah Berurah starts, what was the takonah? Shelo yiknu dogim, not to buy fish. Mishnah Berurah finishes, im tiknu le'esor le'echol dogim, if they made a takonah not to eat fish, someone bought before he's allowed to eat. The truth is that if the takonah was not to buy fish, so for sure if he has fish before he's allowed to eat. So it looked like it was two kind of different takonas that they were attacking. Look at the Primogodim inside. It was one takona not to buy fish, and then for sure if someone had fish before he's allowed to eat. It was another takona not to eat fish. And even so, it was the takona not to eat fish, and that takona is like Mishnah Berurah, if you bought before, you're allowed to use it. If you see the Magen Avraham inside, he says, "Im ha'arelim meyakirim adogim." If the goyim are upping the price. So the Chasam Sefer, they bring down for the Chasam Sefer, he wanted Medayek, that only if the goyim bring the price up, we make a takone. But if it's Jewish sellers, salesmen, you're allowed to pay them even more, maybe you make a takone not to buy so much fish. But in Mishnah Berurah that will say some, it's mashma that the takone is even when the Meichim Ayidin, we make the takone not to buy this fish.